This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
John McClain with us in studio. One more segment. Patrick Crate and Chris Partee in for John and Reg in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. First segment with John McClain. A lot of great information about the new PVIL documentary that'll be coming out. We'll get to see it January 30th. But the rest of the world, they'll get to see it in early February.
February's Black History Month, and we want it coming out February 1st.
Makes sense.
So a lot of great info there. Make sure you just kind of put that in your calendar February 1st to go check out that documentary. John, let's get into the Houston Texans. I know that the sentiment around here is, you know, hey, do you want to play the Steelers? Do you want to play the Ravens?
You better want to play the Steelers.
You do still. Well, I mean, listen, I want to play the Steelers mainly because I want to see Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter slam Aaron Rodgers into the turf again and again.
I want to ragdoll him. One step drop.
I want to see him get ragdolled. I would love to see him just get absolutely brutalized to end his career. But they still have to win a game this week. And I know they're playing an Indianapolis team that's on quarterback four or whatnot with Riley Leonard. So what do you expect from the Texans this week? And where is, assuming, and I know the danger of using that word, assuming that the Texans are in full control of this game, what's the line of demarcation for you before you would say, okay, it's safe to go to the backups?
Sit some guys.
First of all, when they played Tennessee and the Raiders, those were two of the worst teams in the league, and they barely beat them. The Colts are not one of the worst teams. They just had bad luck at quarterback, and they got nothing to lose. And you know they would like nothing more to come down here and beat the Texans. But is that all bad? It's only bad if Tennessee upsets Jacksonville in the biggest upset in pro football history, which isn't going to happen. But so that means they're going to be, if they win, they're the first wild card, and they go to the winner of Baltimore playing at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh beat them 3 weeks ago, I think. And I think Lamar Jackson's supposed to be back. They played Cooper Rush in the 44-10 victory, the first they've ever had in Baltimore. They've never beaten Lamar Jackson. And of the five starters who were out in that game, four back. And it'll be a lot better Baltimore team with revenge on its mind. And so I'd rather see them go to Pittsburgh. I always like to see Houston beat Pittsburgh because it was such a rivalry when I started covering the NFL here with Oilers and Steelers. Pittsburgh won four championships in 6 years in the 70s. And that was, they were the team keeping the Oilers from going to back-to-back Super Bowls. So anytime Houston and Pittsburgh play, I get a little extra nostalgia because of that. So I want to see him play Pittsburgh, and then I'd like to see him play Jacksonville a third time.
Now, John, do you think we're, because we feel the same way as you, we would like to see them play Pittsburgh. A lot of fans have texted and called in, listeners have called in this week, and they kind of feel the same way. Are we getting a little bit out ahead of our skis and thinking that it's just an automatic that they're just going to run over and run through Pittsburgh?
Well, it's never on the road, but they've been a good road team this year. You know, people say, well, they beat the Chiefs when they were down. If Patrick Mahomes is playing and Chris Jones is playing and they had their receivers, so yeah, they had injuries in the offensive line. Texans have had injuries in the offensive line too. In fact, changing three positions with starters in the last game, and they looked really good. So I think they're capable of beating Denver. I wouldn't mind seeing them play Denver again. Mm. You think about it, Denver beat them on a 34-yard field goal with no time left after they knocked out Stroud with a concussion. in the first half. And that was 3 points. I think they could beat Denver. I think they beat New England. They won up there last year. Drake May looked good, but they still beat them. You know, they got no problem playing at Jaguars. In Jacksonville, there's only one place they've had a lot of problems, and that's Baltimore.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, you know, we beat them this year. Yeah, but you got to look at the details. You know, you got to check the details. And they'll say, we'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere. And if they went back to Baltimore and played Lamar Jackson, they'd be thinking, okay, we're going to beat him for the first time. But from a fan standpoint, it wouldn't be automatic to beat Pittsburgh. But like Patrick said, I'd rather see him going up against 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers than I would Lamar Jackson coming off weeks of inactivity where he's gotten healthier.
No, and like we were saying yesterday, I don't dislike Lamar Jackson. I like Lamar Jackson. I mean, he kicks our ass all the time, but I like Lamar Jackson as a person, as a player. I don't feel the same way about Aaron Rodgers.
Of course you don't.
And if they could just slam his head into the turf repeatedly.
You're vicious.
Right?
Sports just, mean.
You want to give him a concussion vicious. On the way out, huh? Into
That's
retirement.
That New Yorker coming out.
Yeah, definitely.
Is anybody surprised by the fact that I am both hateful and petty? Is anybody surprised by this?
Oh, this is the PC I know. Not surprised at all.
New year, same old person, okay? of all the new leaves we're turning over, that's not going to be one of them. Sports hate flows through my body like the force, okay? That's how it is. It's sports hate. I don't have real hate, but I have sports hate. I have a lot of sports hate. And Aaron Rodgers is on the receiving end of a lot of that sports hate.
He's towards the top of that list.
He is very much so.
And that's the way it is for a lot of people around the country don't like it.
Yeah, that's very true.
He doesn't care. Although this year, he hadn't been involved in any controversy. Standout bet, Pat McAfee, where he was saying something controversial every time he was on. I'm guessing Mike Tomlin asked him not to do it. Yeah. Maybe he did it on his own.
Maybe that was a condition.
He was
of
getting
him.
Paid $1 million a year, and he's made like $300 million. But he's been very quiet this season.
I hope that when the season is
over, football games.
At the hands of the Houston Texans, he goes back to some dark cave where he's got a cot and a bucket to you know what in.
He will.
And we never see him again.
Oh, he'll be right back on McAfee.
Oh, yeah.
Soon after he retires. Oh, Trust me, that's his guy. He'll be there.
Well, once he retires, what's the allure to him on McAfee?
That's his guy. That's McAfee's guy.
Because he says stuff that create controversy.
Yeah.
Buzz, yes.
But now it's just all the same stuff.
When J.J. Watt's on there, J.J. is outstanding. He's informative. He's entertaining. He's analytical.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to be negative and critical when it's deserving. And I think J.J.'s done a great job. Where Rodgers, he just would slip something in there. And then everybody, whoa, what did he just say? And then when he'd get back for practice on Wednesday, all the New York media would be all over him.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you say this? What did you mean by that? But I'm sure the Steelers are much happier with him now that he's in Pittsburgh than he was when he was in New York.
Not making as many references to the NFL being scripted or anything like that. John, the Texans are on an 8-game winning streak. What to you has been the biggest proponent of this winning streak? What is the, I guess, the most important change that happened for this football team?
Of course, the defense continues to get better. The offensive line has done a much better job in pass protection. Run blocking is mediocre at best. That's what they got to do better in the playoffs because you have to run at this time of year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here, especially when you're playing on the road, and I think getting a premier running back is an important move they need to make in the offseason. I'd love to see him get Jeremiah Love, but that's not going to happen. They're going to be drafting too low. And I still think they need another interior lineman or two. So I think it's still going to be – we know the defense is going to be a Super Bowl caliber. We know the kicking game and special teams are Super Bowl caliber, but the offense is not. And it's got to start up front. They still have to protect Stroud, but they have to do a better job of run blocking.
John, it doesn't feel like there's a quarterback in this field that the Texans defense should fear. But in saying that, number one defense, all that good stuff, is it AFC title game or bust this year for the Texans? Or should it be?
They've never been beyond the divisional round. We haven't had a team in the championship game since the Oilers in 79. And it's because they've had to play them all on the road. Do we see them winning two road games? I don't, but I'm usually wrong when I pick them to lose on the road. They've beaten Josh Allen, made him look bad 2 years in a row. And they made Patrick Mahomes look bad. If you can make those two guys look bad, you can make anybody look bad. Doesn't matter if it's Bo Nix or Drake May or Trevor Lawrence, which they've done before, even Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers. But the defense is capable of doing that with anybody. The key, you got to score 20. You score 20, they're 10-0. So that's the key. 20 stinking points is all this team needs. And then they're going to win.
You know, the Texans are basically a game behind the Jaguars. And like you said, barring a catastrophe of epic proportion for Jacksonville, they're going to win the division. I don't look at the Jaguars as, hey, that's a Super Bowl contender, but they just keep winning every week. What is it about the Jaguars? Are they a legit contender? I don't feel like there's one thing the Jaguars do exceptionally well, but it seems like they do everything pretty good, and they just keep winning. They went to Denver, and they beat the snot out of the Broncos. What am I missing with the Jaguars that, hey, this is a 13-win team?
When Davis Mills had that miraculous comeback, I thought we'd never see him again. This has got to take them down the toilet. Instead, they've won every game. Credit to Liam Cohen and his staff. They've done a tremendous job. Trevor Lawrence is finally living up to his generational talent that made him the first overall pick. Their running game is good. Their defense is good. They're not great in anything like the Texans are on defense, but they're not beating themselves. Lawrence has stopped throwing interceptions, and they made that trade for Jacoby Myers, which may be the best deadline trade that was made. But I still have a hard time thinking about them being a Super Bowl team, like everybody does, probably including a lot of their fans. And I look at New England, I think, okay, they beat one team with a winning record. Now, they've been great, but still, what are they going to do when they start playing better teams? The Broncos, their defense has not played the way it was playing earlier. Yeah. It has not been as good. Off. And that's got to bother Sean Payton. Bo Nix been good in the fourth quarter. And Baltimore, they never go to the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson's got a losing record in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Probably his only wins are over the Texans. And I don't see them. So if the Texans are going to get to the championship game, finally take the next step of winning a divisional game on the road, it'd be ironic if it's the only time they've ever been a wild card if they actually won two road games in a row. So is it possible? Of course it's possible. They're going to do it. It seems like this is the year.
John, what has been the biggest difference to you in C.J. Stroud first six games of the year, last six games of the year?
One of the things, if you look at the advanced metrics, he's been great throwing the ball over the middle. Not very many are better. And to do that, you need time. So he's been getting more time. Where he used to, the ball snapped and somebody's on him. Last year, the Texans led the league in quarterbacks being under pressure as soon as the ball snapped. The percentage was like 41% of the time, ball snapped, he's under pressure immediately. And this year it's not happening because they've improved under Cole Popovich, who was promoted from assistant line coach into pass protection. And they've had some depth. Blake Fisher was tremendous when he played last week. Titus moving outside from left guard. He was tremendous when he played. So if he gets any time at all, he can find those guys down the middle. And until the first interception was tipped, but the second one, it was just a terrible pass. But you'd think a lot of quarterbacks throw bad passes.
Yeah.
You know, Sam Darnold's thrown 20 interceptions. But I think the key is he's not committing turnovers. He's protecting the ball, and he's been awesome down the middle. And some of those sideline routes that he throws, you're like, my God, nobody could throw that better. Problem is, I saw the other day, they have been in the red zone so few times compared to the other playoff teams, and they have 8 rushing touchdowns, which ties them for second fewest. They just can't run the ball when they get inside the 5-yard line. So you'd think he'd have more touchdown passes. The fact is, they just don't get down there. They didn't get in the red zone at all Saturday. Not one time. Mm.
He's General John McClain with us in studio today for the first time this year. Follow him on X, formerly known as Twitter, at McClain_on_NFL. And it's good that John has control of his Twitter account again. You and I both had experiences with that in the what can only be termed as the Texans media assault of 2025. John, always appreciate you taking some time with us. Thank you for coming into the studio today. Have a happy new year. And what are your plans for the weekend?
Patrick and Chris, thank you very much. My plans now are what my plans always are. I watch a lot of ball.
Yeah.
Thank you guys very much. Remember, the PVIL story, separate but equal. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
John McClain with us on the guest line. Coming up next, it's time for Hot Leads. We got him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.